Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down a fraction of a point at 17,402. S&P 500 up 1 at 2,086. NASDAQ Composite up 7 at 5,044. Yield on the 10-year Treasury down 1 basis point at 2.13%. Oil up 23 cents at $43.31 per barrel. Gold up $16.80 at $1,126.80 per ounce. Silver up 18 cents at $15.64. Strange days indeed. While the closing numbers paint a picture of a calm day on Wall Street, it was anything but. The Dow Industrial Average started the session deep in the red with a session low of a 277-point loss, and then it started clawing higher, briefly going positive for the day. U.S. stocks gapped lower on the open following the lead of global stocks, Asian currencies, commodities, and government bond yields, all heading south after China allowed the yuan to fall sharply for a second day, triggering concerns about the country's economic health. The currency is down 4% over the last 2 days. The IMF has offered a cautious endorsement of China's new pricing regime, which lets the market play a greater role in setting the value of the currency, and a step that may help Beijing win reserve currency status later this year. Late in the day, the Chinese government reportedly stepped in to prop up the yuan, and once again, the shorts were shredded. The number of available jobs fell in June, even as companies hired more. The latest Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, shows there were 5.25 million job openings. That's down from 5.36 million in May, while the number of hired rose to 5.18 million from 5.06. The quits rate, this is a measure of worker willingness to leave to search or go to a new job, stayed at 1.9% in June. There were 1.6 unemployed in June for every job opening. The United States posted a budget deficit of $149 billion in July. That's up 58% from the same period last year. The government had a deficit of $94 billion July of 2014. The July deficit was larger because of $42 billion in payments that were shifted into that month from August. About $4 billion in extra revenue was also included in July for the same reason. Accounting for those items, the July deficit would have been about $111 billion. Grain commodity futures collapsed today after the U.S. Department of Agriculture raised its projections for output. In a report, the USDA said it now expects corn production to total 13.7 billion acres this year, from about 81 million acres of land, up from the forecast of 13.5 billion a month ago. Soybean output expected at 3.9 billion bushels, up from 3.8 estimated last month. Corn and soybean futures fell about 6%. Persistent rains in the Midwest early in the growing season led many to believe the crops would be light. A period of heavy rainfall, while concerning at the time, can often be recovered from prior to harvest, and the weather has been good for the past month or so. Rain makes grain is an old farmer axiom for good reason. The global oil glut will last through next year, and oil prices will be lower for longer. That's the conclusion of the International Energy Agency in its widely followed monthly report. Stockpiles won't be reduced until the fourth quarter of 2016 or after, if sanctions on Iranian crude are lifted. The production surplus was 3 million barrels a day in the second quarter of 2015. That's the highest in 17 years. Just 8 days after it defaulted on bond payments for the first time, Puerto Rico said it planned to issue $750 million more in bonds for several construction and maintenance projects. Issuing new debt while planning to restructure pre-existing debt, or even letting certain bonds default, reflects the individual financial circumstances of the various issuers across the Commonwealth, so says GDB President Melba Acosta. So far, little is known about the island's debt restructuring proposal. Details expected to be made public at the end of this month. McDonald's plans to close 59 net U.S. locations this year, attempting to reverse its worst sales slump in more than a decade. According to a franchise operations document, the chain is closing 184 restaurants and opening 125 new ones in 2015. The move follows seven straight quarters of slumping sales across the nation, marks the first time in 45 years McDonald's has closed more U.S. locations than it has opened. Kraft Heinz said it will eliminate 2,500 jobs in the U.S. and Canada, including about 700 at its headquarters in Illinois. Kraft Heinz currently has about 46,000 employees. The company expects to save about $1.5 billion in annual costs by the end of 2017. Capital One buying GE's healthcare lending unit for approximately $9 billion. The sale means GE has shed $78 billion in assets this year, bringing it closer to its year-end goal of $100 billion. The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter. The size of GE's finance arm, GE Capital, and the potential risk stemming from its lending portfolio has made it subject to government oversight. GE plans to apply next year to escape its designation as a systemically important financial institution following the sale of its finance assets. For Capital One, the deal will bolster its healthcare lending operations. Financial industry software maker Fidelity National Information Services said it would buy SunGard Data Systems for $9.1 billion, including debt, scooping up one of the longest-held investments in private equity history. Wells Fargo may divest its crop insurance business, one of the biggest in the U.S., as regulatory restrictions on banks force some to reconsider underwriting insurance policies. Wells Fargo expects a price tag of about $1 billion for the unit and has launched an auction for the business. More Legionnaire's disease concerns are surfacing after GlaxoSmithKline shut down a North Carolina plant upon discovering the bacteria in a self-standing cooling tower. The closure is not expected to disrupt supplies of medicines made at the factory, which ironically include Glaxo's $7 billion a year inhaled respiratory drug Advair. About 400 of the 850 employees who work at the plant told to stay away until the towers are cleaned. Dark pools are getting darker. Credit Suisse and Barclays have entered settlement negotiations with the SEC and New York Attorney General over facilitating unfair advantages, incorrect stock pricing, and other wrongdoing in their dark pools. Credit Suisse is in talks to pay a fine in the high tens of millions, which would be the largest fine ever levied against a private trading venue operator. Barclays discussions also suggest a large fine. U.S. prosecutors have separately announced charges against an insider trading ring consisting of 32 traders and hackers, marking the first time criminal allegations have been brought for a securities fraud scheme involving hacked inside information. Stolen press releases gave the rogue traders $100 million in illegal proceeds by allowing them to trade on news before it hit the wires. Hackers were then paid a flat fee or a percentage of the profits gained from the trading. Discount Tire recalling nearly 80,000 light truck and SUV tires because the tread could separate. Discount Tire said there are no reports of death or injury due to the defect. Stores will notify owners and will either replace the tires for free or offer refunds. Angry Orchard Cider Company recalling select cases of crisp apple hard cider. over concerns the bottles may explode. Actual cider poses no health risk. Breakfast cereal Wheaties has partnered with a craft brewery in Minneapolis to create a limited edition Hefeweizen beer called Hefe Wheaties Beer, the breakfast of champions. More than 35,000 combat veterans have had their health care delayed by a Department of Veterans Affairs computer program that automatically put them in limbo, many for years, yet the VA says it lacks the authority to override the system. The vets, most of whom served in Iraq and Afghanistan, erroneously put on a pending list for failing to fill out a means test. But combat vets are not required to fill out means tests to receive health care. About 16,000 of the cases have been pending for more than 5 years. Under VA rules, combat veterans are eligible for 5 years of free health care after discharge. The period begins the day of discharge. Yesterday, we told you about Google's plan to form a new holding company called Alphabet. Just one problem. Google Alphabet decided on this name for its new holding company, even though it could not secure the most obvious domain name, or social media accounts, for that matter. Alphabet.com belongs to the fleet management company owned by BMW, and they aren't giving up the domain, so Google Alphabet is using abc.xyz. Yeah, not so good. A meteor shower that could feature as many as 100 shooting stars an hour will peak tonight. The Perseid meteor shower should be particularly brilliant this year because the sky will be dark and the view won't be obstructed by moonlight as a new moon rises Friday. The meteor shower continues for a couple of days, but tonight is probably the best night for viewing. To watch the meteor shower, you do not need a telescope. In fact, a telescope or binoculars will hurt your viewing because the meteors move fast, and the telescope or binoculars will focus you in on one specific area, whereas you might miss something shooting across another part of the sky. For the best viewing, get away from city lights or any lights. Lean back and look up toward the constellations Cassiopeia and Perseus in the northeast part of the sky. And then make a wish. We invite you to follow along at MoneyRadio.com, live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog is EatTheBankers.com. You'll find text, audio, author interviews, and you can even get the free podcast when you visit EatTheBankers.com. That's EatTheBankers.com.